Hoyer 5-for-5 at the start of the ball game, throwing the game. Nothing with any length, though. Two receivers out wide to the right. Two to the left. Hoyer looked left through right. It came to Benjamin at the 40, at the 45, at the 50, at the 35, at the 30, at the 25, and he got buried into the Bengals sideline at the 21 by Newman.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. The Brownies get it done again against the Bengals. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci here in the Dog Bowl in Berea.
Does a chicken salad wrap count? That's what I had.
You did. You had a winner, winner, chicken salad wrap lunch dinner. You know, when you look at this game, one of the unsung heroes that I want to give a little bit of credit to, because we're going to go through everybody, and we have been. Chris Obanaya, I thought, had a great contribution. Five carries for 27 yards, caught all five of his targets for 21 yards and a touchdown, provided some excellent pass protection, did some run blocking, but really is just kind of that jack of all trades that in this game had the ability to really showcase his skills, and I thought he was a big part of the Browns' ability to win. He had some key runs, an 11-yard run. You don't see that a lot in Cleveland, at least you haven't this year, and did a very good job with that.
So true. I like the way Chris Obanaya has responded. I've always felt he was the conscience of the position. I mean, Trent Richardson was the talent. They brought him in, or that's what he was drafted to be. Or was he? Right. That's fair. It remains to play out. We know that story, but I don't want to get off on no. that. I just want to the point that, okay, he came in with the headline and so forth, but Chris Obanaya has, I always thought, was the stability there. I thought that position needed him. I thought Trent needed him. I thought the other backs needed to have that voice in there and that intelligence that he brings, that vision that he has, and watch him run. He's a glider. He's so smooth, and he moves well, and you see him block well. You see him do the gritty things, but he can also do the elite things. And I thought that play, you know, catching that touchdown pass from Brian Hoyer, running the route that he did, angling it perfectly so yep. he had the room to get in the end zone and score. I mean, that speaks to what this guy is all about. And I don't know that the Browns will have a star at this position this year. I don't know that they'll have a star at this position ever. I mean, I don't know if it's that. If they get a guy who plays well, and let's hope it's Deion Lewis healthy next year fully and is the guy. But as you look at that position, I think with Chris Obanaya doing the kinds of things he can do, the versatile, the Swiss Army knife that he was yesterday, that jack of all trades, I think you make more use of him, and you can see the creativity because, again, smart enough to handle what the coaches want him to do. He'll do it right. He'll execute it right. That's a big deal. That's when Norv Turner and Rob Chudzinski put together a game plan. Can these guys handle it is the first question.
Yeah, and Chris Obanaya certainly can. And I thought Willis McGahee ran hard, 10 of his 15 carries coming in the second half to kind of ice down this game. And I think he could have a nice game against the Buffalo Bills this week. But we're going to get a couple more guys on the phone here. Let's go to Tony in Akron now on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Hey, how are we doing this afternoon, gentlemen?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'll make it quick. A couple of weeks ago when they traded Trent, you know, I called in the evening. I was calling for a boycott of the team. But, what a pleasant surprise over the past couple of weeks. And, you know, I'm really happy. And I'm thinking that maybe, just maybe, this guy Mike Lombardi is as smart as he thinks he is. You know, I'm starting to become a believer. So I'll hang up and listen, see what you guys got to say about it.
And I appreciate the call, and I appreciate, you know, coming back from the emotional response, the immediate visceral response, the Trent Richardson trade, and looking at, listen, Brian Hoyer is here because Mike Lombardi loves Brian Hoyer. I know that. He's like Brian Hoyer for years. You can go back when he was at NFL Network. That was his guy. So that's why he's here. And it's a team effort. Ray Farmer, Mike Lombardi, the coaching staff, Joe Banner, they're the ones who are making the personnel moves for this Cleveland Browns team. And you got to be happy with what you're seeing. You've got to be happy with the fact that Desmond Bryan is playing so well. The Barkevious Mingo has 3 sacks in his first 3 NFL games and looks like he's the real deal. Chris Owens, who had been a little bit maligned, comes in with a huge sack fumble that changes the momentum of the game against the Cincinnati Bengals. We've talked about the other guys playing. So Paul Kruger obviously playing very solidly. So, yes, they have made some very, very good moves, and it's good to hear that some people are getting some trust. Because I'll tell you what, right now, if you were tuning in to Indianapolis Colts Daily. People are like, what in the heck did we just give up a first-round pick for? And in 2 weeks, the tenor of this entire deal has changed from a lot of people could see the Browns side of it, a lot of people could see the Colts side of it, to right now, people are strongly on the Browns side of it. And it's good to see that, and even without winning, I know the winning is certainly helping. In fact, they've gone 2-0. But even without that, I think you're seeing what the vision is, and that these people, while you may not be bringing in, Desmond Bryant wasn't a household name, but they knew that he was right. A great player, and this system would suit him, and he's been dominant. So, yes, I tip of the cap right now, a quarter of the way through the season, still three quarters to go, but for what's been done, and certainly the trade, I think looks very, very, very good right now if you're a Cleveland Browns fan.
Unquestionably, and it has more to do with this. When you go out and do the bold things, when you go out and make these moves that make people, not just in Cleveland, but throughout the country, say, what?
Yeah.
Okay,
when
you do that sort of thing, you do it with an idea that, okay, you're going to react like that now, but mark our words, this will work. And that's, they did say that. Essentially, they said that and effectively maintained that profile. And I think it's part of how you have to look at how this stuff is done. It's not done to be crazy. I think when I hear the reaction, they're doing this to trash the season, or they don't know what they're doing. They're insane. These are just stupid moves. And again, that criticism has been directed toward this team, and accurately so in the past. So people just say it's valid to say it again. And that's not the way it works. It's a different set of people. Even though Mike Lombardi was here before, categorically say a bold move like this is also a crazy move, and to say that Joe Banner has no clue on how to make trades, when you can go back through his trade history that he was involved in Philadelphia over the course of 19 years and find a lot of really good deals that were made, and more good ones than bad ones, just look it up. I mean, there's some substance to this, and I'm not using this to defend what they do. The work speaks for itself. You're right. The tenor has changed. People are getting it and understanding that this stuff wasn't insane after all. This stuff actually makes a lot of sense. All right, the head coach of the Browns is going to be joining us, Rob Chudzinski, for his regular weekly Monday appearance on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You talk about a happy guy, this first-year head coach. That's coming up on ESPN 850 on a Victory Monday, WKNR.
Now when the sun come up, I'll be there to say what up in the morning. Brush my teeth, find that clip I've been looking for since last night.